Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans for the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not faint.
This miracle, Talk Show Gold, has now been left under our show's Christmas tree by none other than John Kirby. He was asked, what was the foreign policy achievement of the year for Joe Biden? This will absolutely make your day, folks. So welcome to the program, Kyle Warren with you. It is great to be with you. Here we are. It is the Friday and now Friday slash weekend edition for this week, because we're going to be out of the studio for the weekend edition as we head into Christmas weekend. So Friday slash weekend edition is here. We're glad that you're there. I'm glad to be here, by the way, because I am pumped up for the program this morning, because we have so much to talk about. We've got great guests coming up, and, of course, we're heading in to Christmas weekend. So whatever it is that you're doing this weekend, hopefully getting together with family and just enjoying the time together, we hope that you have a very, very safe time and a safe journey if you're traveling. We'll be talking a little bit about the weekend weather as we head towards the Trucker Traveler Report here in just a little bit. But, of course, first and foremost, welcome to the program, folks. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Or if you want to head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send me a direct message, and we'll get the message during the broadcast here. We'll be able to talk about it. And if you're hearing this program at different times throughout the weekend, for example, you can feel free to send me a direct message anytime. We do gather them together, and on the next live show, we, of course, can begin talking about that. We did hear from Richard the Marine this morning saying, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 47 degrees, cloudy, and low fog. And he said, this is really nice. I appreciate this very much, Richard. Great show last night. Keep up the great work. Simplify, Richard. Well, Simplify right back at you, Richard. We sure appreciate you. And I got to tell you, folks, there's so much to talk about on the program this morning. We are going to talk about the Hamas leader that is now saying a hostage deal is going to be all or nothing. In other words, they want Israel to release all of the prisoners that Israel has, or no ceasefire. Basically, there are a truce. My first question is, what does a truce mean to Hamas? You know, it's not like they're looking to end the war. They want a constant state of war. We know that because they've said as much. And then we're also going to be talking about some of the different political issues. We've got some great audio quotes this morning. As the fallout continues from the Colorado State Supreme Court decision about Donald Trump and the ballot. But first, folks, you got to hear this. John Kirby, right, the National Security Council spokesperson, John Kirby was asked at the White House press briefing room, President Biden's foreign policy achievement of the year, what is it? And again, this is a Christmas miracle, because this is just talk show gold that's just dropped in our laps, folks. It's just amazing. It's like right out of the sky. You got to hear what he has to say. Let's listen in.
Asking ourselves, we would have last night, maybe if he'd stuck around a little while, what would the president say is his foreign policy achievement of the year?
There's a lot that we've achieved in foreign policy, and Karine's already made sure that she that you know that we're running late, and I don't want to belabor this. So this answer could go on for like 20 minutes. But
oh yeah, 20 minutes. Sure.
The Indo-Pacific and the Quad and AUKUS deal to get Australia nuclear power submarine capability to what we've done with supporting Ukraine, pushing back. They clawed back more than 50% of the territory that Russia took in the early months of the war. You think they? You know, obviously they did that through courage and bravery on the field, but they certainly did that with United States support. Look at what Israel's been able to do to put pressure on Hamas in the wake of the worst terrorist attack that they've ever succumbed to. I mean, I could go on and on. There has been, I think, if I had to bucket into one thing, one of the most important things he's done on the foreign policy front is shore up and revitalize our vast network of alliances and partnerships. No other nation in the world has that kind of a network at their disposal the way the United States does. And our leadership on the world stage is stronger because he took the time to invest in those relationships, many relationships that had been let lapse.
Oh, there you go, folks. Well, you know, I got to tell you, in my sort of, you know, concerted opinion here, I really don't think John Kirby was ready for that question. Maybe he should be. Maybe they should have had something. Maybe there should be something in the binder that says, you know, greatest foreign policy achievement, because it's the end of the year, right? You're going to get these kinds of questions. What would you say the president's most important thing was? You know, you can anticipate those kinds of questions, can't you? But he just seemed to me, and I'll just say, it just seemed to me like he was just kind of reaching with that. He was kind of looking for, you know, what's the best way to say this? And then he kind of swerved into it at the end there. But I got to tell you, to simply say, well, you know, it's the alliances. Well, how are those working out for us right now? How are those working out for us in terms of the Houthis and so forth? What's going on with that? What's going on? Why there's a war in Israel to begin with? And are we, you know, super tough about, I mean, yes, the administration's generally supporting Israel. So I will give them that. But, of course, they are doing so at a great peril to their own political standing, and that's a very odd thing, because typically the support for Israel shouldn't translate into the downfall for you politically, but that's where we're at right now. But either way, they're trying to navigate that. They're trying to walk the fence line on that. They're trying not to offend anybody about this, but there shouldn't have even been a war. Hamas should have been so scared of the United States to take American hostages that they would have never in their wildest dreams thought they could get away, not just with attacking Israel, but also doing what they've done to America as well. So I don't know, greatest foreign policy achievement? Well, yep, I don't think they expected that question. They wanted to get on out of there. Well, folks, we're going to take a quick break, but we're not getting out of here. We're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Friday / weekend edition, and we are rolling ahead. Stay with us, folks.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Rockin' around Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Stop. Rockin' around Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Now, here's something that caught my eye earlier. It looks like Maine is going to delay a vote on EV mandates for the state amid widespread power outages, because so many people have been out of power as a result of these recent storms that people can't charge their electric cars. And they couldn't charge them, of course, for an indeterminate amount of time. And so when that happens, people will become stranded as a result of that. And, folks, that doesn't seem like that is, again, ready for prime time. That's a great saying, right? The EV mandates, people, they love their electric cars. Those who are the early adopters of electric cars, I'm sure that they love them very much. They swear by them, perhaps. But when you start mandating them and the infrastructure is not there to be able to handle all of this, and then when the power goes out because of these huge storms, goodness gracious, what do you expect is going to happen? Now, yes, when the power goes out, you can't pump gas at a gas station unless they have some sort of backup generator system, obviously. But generally speaking, the gasoline in your tank, in your car's tank, is going to get you around for a much longer period of time comparatively than, say, the charge, whatever charge was left in your battery when the power went out. And so, and then also you have the ability as well, perhaps, to drive somewhere else where the power is on and be able to refill your gas tank. So, in other words, the practicalities of this really do have something to say here. But, you know, we have so many government agencies or state or local governments that are going this direction with the mandates and not really thinking things through, are they? All right. Well, once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. You can also go over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message during the broadcast or whenever you're hearing this broadcast. You can definitely head on over there, send me a direct message, and we'll be able to see it. But, of course, I mentioned in the first part of the first segment, about Hamas. Well, this from the Telegraph. Hamas's de facto leader says he will only agree to a new truce if it guarantees the release of all Palestinian prisoners being held in Israeli jails, according to reports. All right? Al-Aribi al-Jadidi, a Qatari newspaper, on Thursday quoted an unnamed Egyptian official saying, quote, the leadership of Hamas had rejected Israel's offer of a temporary truce in exchange for the release of several dozen Israeli hostages. All right. Yahya Sinwar, Hamas's leader in Gaza, insisted on a lasting ceasefire and all Palestinian prisoners being released, including several high-profile figures, the newspaper reported. Sinwar also reportedly demanded that Israel halt its combat operations in Gaza before the deal goes into effect. Hamas later on Thursday said it would reject any deals to free more hostages until Israel stops bombing Gaza. Quote, if Israel wants its prisoners alive, then it has no other options but to stop the aggression and the war, said Abu Obeida, a spokesman for Hamas's, quote, military wing, whatever that is. I thought Hamas was a terror group, and inherently, you know, it's, well, this is, we're a terror group, but then we have a military wing. I mean, it's what they do also, and this really kind of, I think, burns so many of us up, and that is, you know, the terminology that's used in some of these stories. You know, they're a militant group, the Hamas militant group today, you know, issued a statement, you know, they're a terror organization. They're a terror organization, and they're based on hatred and lies and brutality and just out-and-out evil. And, you know, and even though it's Christmas time, we're still witnessing this abject evil in the world. And this is something that is not going to go away anytime soon. But I think that many people find incredibly distasteful, to put it mildly, the idea that Hamas is even referred to as anything other than a terrorist organization that has terrorist goals, that kills the innocent, that targets the innocent, that puts the innocent in harm's way on purpose. And one of the things that was running through my mind when I saw this story earlier was that Hamas must think that they have the world by the tail, basically, and everybody's just kind of, you know, sympathizing with Hamas. I mean, heck, you've got some young people in this country, college-age young people, who in one recent poll that I recall seeing, talking about, you know, Hamas really needs, or actually the world needs to take the land of Israel and give it to the Palestinians. In other words, that's essentially the eradication of Israel. So they are actually getting on board with the same kind of rhetoric and sort of evil intentions that groups like Hamas have. And this is, you know, and we say groups like Hamas, but Hamas, of course, is supported so heavily by Iran. And you have this mentality, this thinking, this conceptual framework that somehow Israel just doesn't deserve to exist, and that Jews are the base problem for all the world. And if you could just eliminate both of those things, then everything would just somehow magically get better. This is a lie that we have heard before. This is a lie that has come back around, and now you've got people believing the lies. And I've found, unfortunately, that there are always going to be people that are just going to believe the lies. And that is very, very concerning. And in this particular case, these lies are going to lead to much greater conflict. But that being said, you know, and even this quote, right? This quote, if Israel wants its prisoners, meaning the hostages that Hamas is holding, if Israel wants its prisoners alive, then it has no other options but to stop the aggression and the war. And so you're telling me Israel is now the aggressor. How many times have we talked about this, and how many times have you yourself simply marveled at what's happening on the news to say, why don't we hear in the mainstream media, and of course there are obvious reasons why we don't hear this in the mainstream media, but why don't we hear in the mainstream media that Hamas attacked Israel? Israel is responding to Hamas. Hamas embeds itself in with women and children and the people that live in Gaza, and they do it willingly, and they do it knowingly, and they put people in harm's way, and they want that carnage, and they want that propaganda value to say precisely that Israel's the aggressor. Folks, it just makes you sick, doesn't it, to see this kind of stuff. But also, this tells me something else. They are desperate to get something to stop this. Hopefully, they are just so far back on their heels, as Israel is absolutely cleaning house. And we hear about these tunnels, these massive tunnel structures and so forth, you know, that they spent their time building and putting together, and they weren't ever building infrastructure for people. They weren't ever putting something together in order to create a show place in Gaza of success, of education, of opportunity, of sunlight, of all these things. They just weren't doing it, and because they don't care. And I'm very passionate about this. I know it's coming through. I know. But this is exactly the kind of thing we need to hear. This is exactly the kind of thing that we need to continue to herald, right? This idea that of what Hamas is really all about. Because there's too many people in this country, and it just pains my heart, too many people in this country who believe the lie. Somehow, well, no, Israel's just all wrong. You know, Israel doesn't deserve the land. Israel needs to be taken away. And, it's the shades of the 1930s and the 1940s that we're seeing here. And that, my friends, is just not acceptable. When we come back, folks, we have so much more to tell you about of the day's news, all these different things going on. It is the Friday/Weekend edition, and we are going to continue to roll on. We're glad that you're there. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be on the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. Israel is revealing what it describes as an extensive tunnel network beneath Gaza City constructed by Hamas. According to Israeli officials, the network includes command and control centers, meeting rooms, and hideouts for top Hamas leaders. However, Israel has not confirmed reports about the initiation of seawater pumping into these tunnels. The head of Colorado State GOP says Colorado Republicans will ignore any results of the state's GOP primary if former President Trump isn't on the ballot there.
Then we're going to say, okay, fine. We're just not going to, we're going to ignore whatever results you cook up because we don't think it's fair as long as Donald Trump's off that ballot. So we will just elect delegates however we want through the caucus at the state assembly on the 6th.
Colorado Republican Party Chair David Williams spoke with KUSA-TV in Denver. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. As we head into Christmas weekend here. And so whatever's on your Christmas list from Santa this year, you know, I wish you every luck in acquiring a said item. But whatever it may be, folks, and of course a lot of times Christmas is really a great time to be with family or loved ones, or to reach out to family and loved ones or friends, and you know, just people that are important in your life. And that's really one of the best times about Christmas, and especially as you get a little bit older, that really does become a paramount thing when it comes to the holidays. But you know what? In fact, yesterday on the program on the Thursday edition, we always talk with Jimmy T. Smith, and he's with Concerned Veterans for America. They have a website, by the way, cv4a.org. That's cv, the number 4a.org. We had a great discussion with Jimmy T. Smith yesterday morning. And one of the things we talked about, of course, is that, you know, sometimes, you know, the holidays can be a very difficult time for our veterans, for those who have sacrificed for our country and you know, maybe have some, you know, physical scars and other physical issues that they carry with them for the rest of their lives because they served their country. But a lot of our veterans also carry other scars as well. Sometimes they're struggling, especially this time of year. And so one of the things that we like to do on this program, and we've been talking about this here now for a while, as we've been leading up to the holiday season here, and that is, if you know a vet that's struggling, if you have a family member who served and they're struggling, or you haven't heard from them for a while, or you're not exactly sure how they're doing, this is the best time right now to reach out to them and just reconnect. Let them know that you love them, that we love them, that we respect them, that we have their back, that we are on their side, that we're on their team. And there's a couple of different ways to do that. You know, you can call, you can text, you can invite them over. But just, you know, check on them and see how they're doing this Christmas time. And a matter of fact, we had a great call the other night. One of our callers in the audience called up and talked about the National Call Center for Homeless Veterans. It's the National Call Center for Homeless Veterans. You can call them anytime, 877-424-3838. That's 877-424-3838. And they'll be able to talk with a counselor, start getting some help, and try to get on a good track here. There's also the Veterans Crisis Line, and Jimmy T. Smith last night as well, you know, emphasized this. You can dial 988, then press 1. That's dial 988, then press 1. Or you can text 838-255. That's 838-255. All right? Or you can go to veteranscrisisline.net, veteranscrisisline.net, and chat online. So there's different ways that we can reach out, different ways that we can help. And I'm just talking about it here at this first part of the segment here because this is something that is so near and dear to our hearts here. And at Christmas time, you know, there's so many, and a lot of times, and, you know, you meet people and they kind of smile and they're all Merry Christmas and they're very happy, but sometimes there might be other things that are going on. But especially with our veterans, we want to reach out. We want to help them. We want to let them know that we love them and that we are appreciative of what they have done for us, because we couldn't even have a show like this if it wasn't for the vets, right? We couldn't have our country. We couldn't have our freedoms. We couldn't, in other words, it would never endure without our vets. And so I wanted to say that here at this Christmas time. All right. Well, folks, once again, Kyle Warren with you. The telephone number, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. If you'd like to opine on the program this morning. And as I said, we have so much to tell you about. Now, of course, we talked a little bit about Hamas. And that whole thing, I mean, that is absolutely, it's mind-blowing that I just think that they're still getting beat so badly that they're willing to do a posture in any way possible for them. But I think it means that also Israel's making a lot of headway. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, somehow the war is just going to turn off and everything's going to go back to normal. Normal will not be around for a very, very long time in this. And that's because once hostilities do actually come to an end, generally, there's going to continue to be the security question. Hamas is not going to give up, or people that are supporting Hamas, they're not going to give up so easily, and there's always going to be this sort of regrouping that's going to happen. Because it's not like coming to the end of the war in World War II, for example. And one side surrenders, and then there's a meeting, and then there's a signing of the surrender, whether it be on the deck of the battleship Missouri or what have you. But one side says, we're stopping. We surrender completely. And that's just not in the cards where I think this Middle Eastern saga is headed. And I think it's very, very unfortunate. So there's going to be an ongoing security problem, to say the least, as we move forward. All right, so as we move through the program this morning, we've got some other stuff to talk about as well. We've got a couple of great audio clips that we'll be listening to, if not this hour, certainly next hour, about immigration. about immigration and how somehow, do you know what we need to do, folks? I'll just sort of preface this. I'll give you a little preview of what this is. We have to get to the root causes of the immigration problem. I thought Kamala Harris, that was one of her jobs. Kamala Harris, that was one of her jobs that she still didn't do. Okay, this from Washington Examiner. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre defended President Joe Biden's decision not to hold a year-end press conference yesterday on Thursday, citing Biden's decision to field a handful of questions while traveling to Milwaukee, Wisconsin on Wednesday. He kind of already did one, I guess, right? The president held a bilateral press conference with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in mid-December, but he has held significantly fewer formal press conferences than his direct predecessors. Do you remember when Reagan wouldn't do a whole lot of press conferences, or they wanted him, and he would eventually do them? And I'm sure he's done more than Joe Biden. I'm just pulling that right out of the air, but I'm pretty sure he's done more than Joe Biden would have done. And they all thought that Reagan was faltering, right? That was the story back then. Oh, you know, Reagan doesn't know what he's doing. He mixed up the cue card, and he asked the wrong question, or this kind of stuff. You know, and that was maybe a one-off every once in a while. But Joe Biden, that's just Tuesday, right? But yet somehow, you know, obviously the double standard applies. But it seems to me that if any other presidents wouldn't give a traditional type of thing like that, well, it'd be a lot more problems. Jean-Pierre was pressed on the decision during Thursday's press briefing not to end the year with an expanded question and answer session with Biden. Jean-Pierre discounted the idea that the president doesn't want to defend his legislative record. If you remember just yesterday on the program, we told you how Karine Jean-Pierre was offended that people just don't think that Biden takes the border seriously. And she also intimated that the president himself was also offended by this, right? So, goes on, she says, I think any time the president travels and is in front of the American people, he does that. He did that in Wisconsin, where he talked about Bidenomics. Oh, and nobody told, oh my gosh, the word Bidenomics must still be in the binder. That's the only thing that I can think of, because the term Bidenomics is supposed to be, as far as I understand, a term we don't use, right? Not from the government, anyway. Don't say Bidenomics anymore. Even though Joe Biden latched on to this not all that long ago, and he says, you know, they're calling it Bidenomics. But guess what? It's working. And he would go down, he would whisper into the microphone, it's working, it's working. And then suddenly, of course, people started saying, Bidenomics? No, I'm not better off than I was 4 years ago. That's if not the central question for the election. Foreign policy enters in, all these different things enter in, but when the comes to the nitty-gritty, right, voters will ask themselves this question, am I better off than I was 4 years ago? And they're really not. I mean, there's some small percentage. In fact, I think it was 12%. There was the poll that we had the other day where it was 12% of voters believe that, hey, they're better off financially now than they were, you know, when Biden started all this stuff. But Karine Jean-Pierre, yeah, no, he already went out. He talked to you. He was in Wisconsin. And so get off my back, right? To stop. It is really kind of comical, isn't it, folks? But happy Christmas. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got much more. Trucker Traveler Report. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Week, of course, we've been having a lot of fun here on the show. We've been talking about some pretty serious things on the program this morning, but of course, through all of it, we try to have fun on the program, and we've had some great callers this week, by the way, and we really do appreciate it. We've had some great direct messages as well, and we appreciate that so much, and so we just can't thank you enough. Well, folks, it is time for our first song of the morning. And, of course, for those of you new to the program, we always play a song right before our Trucker Traveler Report to make sure that you kind of get, you know, get pumped up, you know, you're revved up, especially if you're rolling down the road somewhere, whatever it is that you're doing in the overnights, if you're in law enforcement, if you're a first responder, whatever you might be doing out there, the overnights in America, we got your back here, and we have a great song for you every single morning in hour number one and hour number two. Well, we're going to start out this morning, and we've got a great version, by the way, a great version of Jingle Bell Rock, and this is none other than Rascal Flatts, and they are live. Let's listen in. Just a great version, and absolutely just nailing that version of Jingle Bell Rock. Great harmonies, great playing, great everything on that particular performance, and it was in fact a live performance, by the way. But once again, folks, welcome back to the program, and we have, of course, our first record traveler report to take a look at this morning. We are looking at some dense fog advisories. This is going to start in Minnesota. Okay, so especially if you're coming across, let's see here, I-94, and this is going to start up near, it's going to come across I-94, but start up near a place called Staples and Baxter, come on down through Sauk Center, through Benson, Wilmar, just naming off a few here, Granite Falls, and then down over into parts of South Dakota, eastern South Dakota, down through Sioux Falls, down through Sioux City, Iowa, by the way, down through Lincoln, Nebraska, down through Concordia, Kansas, let's see, and then down all the way to a place called Waukenny, and that is going to be along I-70, so you want to be aware of that. It's a large swath of a dense fog advisory this morning. Dense fog also starting up around Amarillo, Texas, heading over through into Oklahoma, over towards Norman, and then down south through Lubbock area. So be careful there. Winter storm watch around Taos, New Mexico. Also, dense fog advisory around Las Cruces, New Mexico. Now, this aerial flood watch continues in Southern California out into the deserts, and then also over into Arizona near Phoenix. So if you're coming across I-10 or I-8, you're definitely going to be involved in that. I can tell you it's raining in Southern California right now. And we also have a dense fog advisory going up through the Central Valley of California, affecting mostly California 99. This is heading from Bakersfield up through about Sacramento, north there, also up to Chico. Okay, fog is, we've got lots of fog. Again, we got a special on fog this morning, Boise, Idaho, Medford, Oregon, down through up near Portland, Oregon. So this is going to take up a lot of Interstate 5 from about Eugene all the way just a little bit north of Portland. And then in Seattle, it looks like the fog advisory at least is lifted from yesterday, that we had the same kind of thing going on there. But if you're near Spokane, you're going out I-90 near Spokane, you've got fog. And that's definitely on the alerts right now as well. So please be careful out there. We're going to take a quick look at some of the precipitation. Certainly, as I just mentioned, Southern California, Los Angeles, all the way down through San Diego, down the coast. It's much heavier down in Baja, California. Right now, of course, also near Springfield, Missouri, Wichita, Kansas, Kansas City. Looks like this is where a lot of the rain is going to be located. St. Louis, Missouri right now. Dallas, Texas, the greater Dallas area. That's definitely got rain over towards Tyler, Texas. I've been to Tyler, Texas before. Also, of course, the little bit south of Dallas, down towards, maybe just a little scattered showers outside of Waco right now. So just be careful out there, folks. Definitely want to be careful, because we've got more weather coming in this weekend, of course. This from AccuWeather. Storms combining forces are going to bring slippery snow to the Rockies and High Plains over the Christmas weekend. And they actually said sleds may be the preferred method of transportation in the days before Christmas as the storm brings plowable snow to about a half dozen states, all but ensuring a white Christmas in the Rockies and the High Plains. So definitely, as we're just starting out the weekend here on Friday morning, but things will start developing evidently, so you definitely want to be aware of that. And so, again, be careful out there, folks. We're going to head out here in just a moment back to the top of the hour news. And during the top of the hour news, of course, you're going to hear your headlines. We're going to pay a couple of bills for the program. And when we come back on the other side, we're definitely going to be taking your calls as well if you have something to opine about on the program. And we have so much more to tell you about on the show this morning. So I tell you what, let's head back out again with a little bit of Jingle Bell Rock. Now, oh, by the way, I almost forgot to tell you this. Next hour, we're going to have one more Christmas song, up-tempo, Christmas-oriented song for the Trucker Travel Report. And I got to tell you, I mean, we've had some great songs all the way through this holiday season. And as we now go into Christmas weekend, I think it's hard to rank these different songs per se, because they're all great and they're all good in some way or another. But I think we might have saved the best for last, just in terms of the attitude of this song that we're going to play next hour. So you definitely want to stick around for that. So let's head out with a little bit more of Rascal Flatts and Jingle Bell Rock live performance, because it is Christmas weekend, folks, and we are wishing everybody a very Merry Christmas out there.
I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.